adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. From the warlords of northern China, through the lamissaries of Tibet, to the pirate-infested coasts of the Java Sea, Jungle Jim Bradley has followed the fickle fortunes of an adventurer. Major governments of several continents have sought his help in the solution of delicate international problems. And today, Major John Brees of the Intelligence Division of the United States Army is on a small coastwise steamer headed into the jungle to find Jim Bradley and offer him a new assignment. No one knows of the Major's plans, as secrecy is vital to the success of the new expedition.
Stuart, is this chair occupied?
Pardon me, sir. That one is assigned to Major Brees. And I imagine he'll be up for a bit of evening air, sir.
Well, would you set one up for me?
Certainly, sir, right away.
Seward. Yes. Not there. I prefer it here. Here beside the Major.
Right you are, sir. Right over here, eh? How's that, sir?
That's fine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Will that be all?
Yes, that's all. Thank you.
I say. Good evening, Major Breen.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Pleasant evening, Major.
Yes, quite. I didn't catch your name.
A cigar?
Oh, no thanks. I smoke cigarettes. Will you have one of mine?
Thank you. You're from England, Major?
No, I'm American.
Oh, American. One of your countrymen has been here in Singapore for some time.
Oh, yes. Well, there must be hundreds of Americans there.
Yes. This one calls himself Jungle Jim Bradley.
I've never had the pleasure of his acquaintance.
He has been very lucky.
Now, hunting big game?
Yes. Very big game.
You don't mean elephants?
Oh. Bigger game. Very dangerous game. He's been very lucky, but maybe next time...
I'm afraid I don't know what you're driving at.
Well, sometime he may meet a problem much bigger than he can solve.
Well, it makes sense to you, I guess.
You are American.
Yeah.
You're here to...
Oh, just out hunting.
Oh. Yes. You're funny people. You go so far to hunt.
What's that got to do with this Bradley fellow?
A Jungle Jim?
Yeah.
I shouldn't tell you, but, well, since you are just a hunter, it makes no difference, I guess.
Why? Just curious.
Well, in Singapore, I sat one evening by a table in a cafe before I came on the boat.
Yeah.
And I heard two men talking very fast at the next table.
About big game hunter?
About Jungle Jim Bradley.
Well?
They said he just broke up a big pirate ring. He arrested all the leaders and put them all in jail.
Bradley did it?
Well, I heard the men say he did.
Well, why should he do that if he's an American?
Then they say this time he may have bad luck.
This time?
Yes. Yeah. They talk quiet. Said, Jim Bradley going to start on a new job.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. A very important job.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. But this time... They say Jungle Jim might have bad luck.
Why, what is this new job he's working on?
I didn't hear. Only once someone say, American or something, they say Army. They say man in Singapore to see Bradley now. Only he's not there.
And Bradley's not in Singapore?
No. They say he's gone. Say, lucky for him he is gone. Because new job very unhealthy.
Well, they seem to be very interested in his welfare.
Then the waiter bring the bill and I go.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that Bradley wasn't there, whoever he is, and if that will save him from some kind of grief, I'm for it.
You Americans hunt big game all the time, yeah?
Well, just about, I guess.
I leave you the name of a place you find big game. Dangerous game, too.
Oh, splendid. Thanks.
Do you have pencil, paper?
Oh, yes. Yes, certainly. There you are. Oh, here. Use this little notebook.
Yes.
Just any page. That was a funny conversation you overheard, Bradley being an American. Were the fellows you heard talking English or...
It was dark. They were sitting behind me. Here's your book. Good luck to you.
Oh, fine. Thank you. On which page did you, Hello. Where are you? That was funny, he's leaving so abruptly. I wonder... Hey, wait a minute. Let me see what he wrote. You will find your man, Jungle Jim Bradley, 70 miles up the old river trail. But please remember, you are sending him on a dangerous mission. Why, the clever devil must have known all the time. I wonder how many more know. Or maybe this was a gift. If it wasn't, this is going to be a very risky job. I wouldn't want to be in Jungle Jim's shoes if he accepts it.
Deep in the Malay jungle, Jim Bradley, Lily DeVril, and Kolo are engaged in an exciting tiger hunt. A bamboo platform built in the lower branches of a huge tree serves as a hiding place and screen from which the great jungle beast can be shot. Kolo has just joined the party. When he went back to the camp to prepare dinner for the hunters, he found strange tracks of a crippled native, a footmark with only three toes, and all the camp natives gone. Returning to the waterhole where Jim and Lil were perched in the tree waiting for the expected arrival of their quarry, Kolo had no more than announced the deserted condition of the camp when in the distance the cry of a tiger was heard.
That's it, all right. Stay here with us, Kolo. You can't go back to camp until we get him.
Kolo think tiger not come from direction of camp. Me not afraid to go back.
Stay where you are. You can help us carry the carcass in.
We're upwind from him. We won't be able to get our scent.
But if he is...
Tiger's still far away.
Yes, as he gets near us, we better be quiet. It'll be 2 or 3 minutes at least.
Let me change around here and get set in front of you, Jim. You promised me first shot at him.
Okay. Come up here. Easy now.
Kolo should make bigger platform.
Oh, this is big enough, Kolo.
Yeah, that's better. Are you going to stand right behind me?
I'm sorry, Lil. That's the only place.
Well, it's okay. Only the kick of the rifle is liable to do more harm to you than the tiger.
Tiger bad. If you miss, maybe...
Lil won't miss.
Tonight, I'm nervous.
Oh, snap out of it, Lil. We're going to get a tiger tonight, and you're going to do the shooting.
Tiger, come closer.
He's taking it slow.
He'll come in on this side of the waterhole instead of the other, maybe.
Down there, we saw those crippled native tracks.
Kolo tell Tuan. See many strange tracks in mud around camp.
Animal tracks?
Some. Also strange native tracks. Three toes.
That slinking thief from the tribe up the river.
Well, how do you know he had three toes? I mean the thief.
Isn't that what the chief said? Isn't that what we found the night after those provisions were stolen?
There were tiger tracks, too.
Tuan Jim, maybe crippled native make tiger tracks. Fool us.
Native thief is tiger, huh? Well, I can't figure it out yet, Kolo. But that isn't far wrong. The chief said they had given a crippled native up as sacrifice to the beast. And now we see all these tracks with the crippled footprint.
You think he got away?
And now is preying on all the camps.
Maybe his ghost...
made tracks in the mud. All right, Kolo.
It may be a trick of the natives. Maybe they went through our camp searching for our guns.
Lucky we brought them with us.
White box gone.
The white box? Oh, why didn't you tell me, Kolo?
Kolo did say... Tuan Jim not here, maybe.
Oh, Kolo, all our ammunition was in that white box.
Ammunition?
Bad.
Excepting that we have with us.
All bullets for guns in white box.
All but these on this belt.
Tiger no get that.
No, a tiger didn't get that. Well, that's the first tangible evidence of trouble. Unless we can get that box back, we'd better get out of here quiet. Quiet now. Watch the clearing over there. My guess is we'll see the beast come from that direction.
Tiger, downwind. No get scent.
We get a break once in a while.
I shoot first, remember?
Yes, and wait for the white of the eyes or something.
Oh, I'm scared, Jim.
Well, you'll settle down once you see him.
That one, see. Far over, grass moving.
Here he comes.
I'll keep lead on him. And when he gets to the water hole, I fire.
If anything happens, Colo, be ready. Your gun.
Colo no have gun. Use knife.
Oh, he'll stay up in the tree there, then.
I can't see him.
He's coming through the grass there. See? He's coming to the water hole.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I found him again.
Now, when he comes into the open clearing there, not a word from any of us. If he hears a sound, he's liable to shy away.
Lucky big one.
Oh, Jim, he's a beauty.
Oh, look, it's the biggest I've ever seen.
He's enormous.
Oh, Lil, make that shot count. He's dangerous.
He's so big he could leap up here.
Quiet. Get ready, Lil. And shoot when you get a good beat on him. Hit him!
I got not killed.
Look out, he's coming this way! Look out, Colo! Get back, Colo! We ought to take the platform! Look out, here he comes again! Jump, Bill! Run, the platform is falling!
Run, Colo, stay, fight Tiger, run!
Get back, look out, Colo! Bill!
Look, Tiger jump at Miss Lil, he killed her! You killed Tiger, Quan!
Lil!
We make platform too low in three, Tiger jump high!
Boy, he's a giant, Colo!
Miss Lil hurt now!
I don't know, Colo. Fall from the trees, or she's fainted.
1 minute more, Tiger eat.
Oh, she fell right in his path.
Juan Jim, save her life.
I'm not positive, Colo. Lil!
And Lil doesn't answer. They're 70 miles up the old river trail. Their ammunition stolen. The Tiger's dead, but Lil seems to be badly hurt. People sometimes die of fright in the Malay jungles. And here on top of all this trouble comes Major Breese to offer Jungle Jim the most exciting adventure of his whole career and the most dangerous. So listen to the adventures of Jungle Jim next week to see what happens. The adventures of Jungle Jim, pictured in full colors in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, is but one of the entertainment features in this great comic supplement. Containing the world's largest comics and adventure stories, the Comic Weekly is filled with entertaining and amusing action pictures appealing to all the family. There's Barney Google, The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, The Cats and Yarmer Kids, The Exciting Adventures of Flash Gordon, and Jungle Jim. These and others are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is included with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week on this station at the same time, so be sure to tune in.